Hello, hello. I am an imposter. I am P-O-S-T-E-R. Oh, I'm sounding, feeling a little bit under the weather, but it's still me. Zibbity-doo-da, zibbity-day. I hope you are feeling better than I'm feeling on this wonderful day. Welcome to Stories for Kids with Morale Podcast. Today's story is about a canary tragedy. So, story bell. And again. And again. Okay, let's go. So, question. What colour comes to mind when you think about canaries? What colour? Hopefully you are telling me yellow and more yellow. And if I were to say, what is canary? Now, hopefully you will reply and say, Morale, it is a bird, a yellow bird. Yes, a canary is a bird. An African finch, it will sing to you melodious songs. Most canaries have a yellowish-green plumage, and they're often kept in a cage. Canaries are native to the Canary Islands. The Canary Islands are part of Spain, and they are an archipelago located in the Atlantic Ocean. I think I need to spell that word for you, archipelago. A-R-C-H-I-P-E-L-A-G-O, archipelago. Located in the Atlantic Ocean, and there's Gran Canaria, is on the west coast of Africa. So from all of that, my understanding is that though the islands, the Canary Islands, are economically and historically a part of Spain, the islands are part of the African continent, and many people will visit the Canary Islands for their summer holidays. I hear lovely beaches. Now, our story is about a holiday, it is, but it's not based in the Canaries. However, it is all about two canaries, the birds. So, get comfortable and let's hear about the birds. And of course, my trusted, very trusted birdie friend is here too. So, let's. Birdie, it is wonderful to have you as always. Wonderful. So, if we can, let's begin the story to find out about the canary tragedy. Okay. Now, I need to reflect and go back. When I was a little girl, that is about 3 years ago, I'm now 13. 13, yes. My own particular pets were a pair of canaries. We had lots of other pets. It would take me a very long time merely to give you the list of them, even without telling you anything about them, and all their adventures and funny ways. But a good many of them had, in one way or another, come to grief, poor things. And as my brothers grew older and had less time to take care of them, my mother said we must really give up having so many. So, one summer, just before the holidays, there was a regular flitting. The turtle doves we gave to a little neighbour, a very gentle boy, who we knew would be kind to them. The old crow was taken to a house more in the country than ours, where there were plenty of nice, dark, crowy-looking trees. The rabbits, they were all dead, and so was the tortoise. And as one of the dormice had got loose and gone off to live with the house mice, we sent the other to a friend who had several. There remained only the dog, whom, of course, we couldn't give away, and my canaries, whom I got leave to keep. These canaries had a history of their own. One, the fact that we had reared ourselves from an egg, and as it was the only baby canary that had grown up of all we had, we did think it was very remarkable. Its name was Frizzititi, which means curly head, because it had a funny little tuft of yellow feathers right on the top of its head. And he was the cock canary, though Frizzititi sounds more like a girl's name, doesn't it? And the little hen canary was called Cuckoo, because when she first came to us, she really did make a sort of cooey noise. Where she came from, we never knew. I mean, she flew in at the open window of the schoolroom one day, having evidently got out of her cage and lost her way. She was a sweet-tempered little bird, but not at all sharp or clever. She didn't seem to mind in the least that she had got into a strange place, but was quite content and happy to take up house or cage with Frizzititi. This little couple made the last of our pet canaries, and they were always counted mine. I think we had had Frizzititi 2 years and Cuckoo more than a year when there came the clearing out of pets that I told you of. But we never knew Cuckoo's age exactly, you see. That summer, we were going in different directions. My two big sisters were to spend it with our grandmother, and one of my brothers with them. The other brother and I were to go to Germany with Mama. We were very proud of being chosen to go with her, and we had never been to Germany before, at least not to stay any length of time there, and we were in great spirits about it. There was only one thing that troubled me, and that was about the canaries. I was so afraid that Mama would not consent to take them, and yet I could not bear the idea of leaving them behind. I was sure that the person who was to take care of the house would forget to feed them, or let the cat get to them, or something. And at last I told Mama that I really would be too unhappy if I mightn't take them. Mama was very kind. She didn't like the idea of the pretty little couple being starved or killed any more than I did. Still, she warned me that I should find them a good deal of trouble on the way, and that I mustn't grumble at it, which of course I promised I wouldn't. So, when we went off late one hot summer evening on our long journey, I carried carefully a queer-looking package in one hand. It was the cage, all covered up in a sort of brown Holland bag, which contained my beloved Frizzititi and Cuckoo. They were a great worry. I often wished I had left them at home, I can assure you. We had to travel 2 nights, and most part of 2 or 3 days before we got quite to our journey's end, though we stopped 2 or 3 times on the way. And it was so hot that we felt very tired and uncomfortable. And it was not easy to keep good-humoured, even without the birds. Very often, I had to sit with the cage on my knee if the railway carriage happened to be rather low and there was not room for it up beside the cloaks and rugs. And then I had to have water in a bottle to keep the poor thing supplied. And very often it spilled all over, and so did the seed. And our fellow passengers looked very cross at me. And sometimes at the stations, the guards and railway people wouldn't let me pass without undoing all the cover and everything to see what the wonderful bundle was. Oh, we were very glad when we found ourselves at last safe at the place we were going to stay at. It was a very old-fashioned little town, but it was almost like being in the country. There were such beautiful walks all about, and from the end of every street one could see the fields and trees, so you see, it wasn't a bit like a town. We had rooms in a very nice, funny old hotel. Mama said it was quite like an old-fashioned English inn, such as they used to be in the coaching days. The ceilings were low, and the staircase very wide, and the furniture so old-fashioned. We had a nice large sitting room, and 2 bedrooms out of it, and on the wide windowsill of our bedroom, I established Frisatiti and Cuckoo. They were very sensible, poor things. They only fluttered and fussed about for a short time, and then settled down quite contentedly, which I'm sure was very good behaviour after being so much covered up. I mean, I could tell you lots of stories about our life in the old German town. But I must remember that this story is to be all about the canaries. It was beautiful sunny weather, and they spent nearly their whole time at the open window. I used only to bring them in at night, and every morning I cleaned the cage out nicely and put fresh sand and water and seed and ground cell. The people at the opposite side of the street got to know me quite well by sight and would smile and nod to me. And all was as happy as possible till one sad day, which I tell you about. Mama had 2 or 3 times said to me, "Take care, Sally, when you put the cage on the windowsill to see that it is quite steady. The sill is broad and even inside, but outside the stone slopes downward." And I had always taken care. But this morning, just as I had finished cleaning and all, I saw a piece of sugar on the table, which it suddenly struck me would be a nice treat for the canaries. I sprang across the room hastily to get the sugar and was just turning back with it when a smashing, crashing noise made me start. It was, oh no, I can hardly tell it. Even now I remember the horrible feeling. It was the cage fallen out of the window down into the street below. I screamed and rushed into the furthest corner of the room, shutting my eyes and clasping my hands over my ears. It was very silly, I know, but I was really almost out of my mind. "They are dead! They are killed!" I cried, screaming again so loud that Mama rushed in from the next room to see what was the matter. She saw it in an instant without my speaking, and indeed I was by this time choking with sobs. "Stay there, Sally," said she, and downstairs she ran. I just took my fingers out of my ears for an instant, but I heard a hub-bub in the street below, and I shuddered and put them back again. It was too horrible. In a few minutes, Mama came up, carrying something in her hand and looking very sad. "Sally, dear, I'm very sorry for you," she said, "but it might have still be sadder. Cuckoo seems very little the worse. She has had a wonderful escape. But poor Frizzatitty is dead. I brought him up and I think he must have been killed at once and not suffered." It was some time before she could persuade me to look at my poor pet. It was indeed a sad sight. Even the death of a little bird is sad, I still think. His pretty yellow feathers all rumpled and torn, his bright eyes glazed and filmy. "Oh, my dear sweet Frizzatitty," I said, "to think that I should have brought you all the way from home for this." And poor Mama was so sorry for me that she actually cried too. We made a little coffin out of some cardboard and wrapped him in cotton wool and buried him in the old garden of the inn. That was the end of our canary nursling. I have a good deal more to tell about Cuckoo, but for the present, I will leave off with this piece of advice. Never put bird cages on the windowsill. No, never put bird cages on the windowsill. Birdie, is that correct? Birdie says, yes, yes, yes. Never put the bird cage on the windowsill. Well, Birdie, I'm glad that you're here. I'm never putting you on the windowsill. All right, okay. Take care for now, everyone. Be good. Be very good. And perhaps what you can do is to, when you listen, write down words that you don't know. Write down some words that you don't know. Or what you could do is to look up the Canary Islands. Maybe you've been there for a holiday. Maybe you could plan to go there for a holiday. Let me know. Also, yeah, send me an email if you can. Talk to Mama first, though, or Papa. So, I'll see you soon. Take care for now. Or if you're grown, you can just send me an email. I'll see you soon. Take care for now. Bye for now. Bye. Bye-bye.